Hi there, Pat. This is Miss Teddy speaking. I wanted to provide some remote aftercare concerning my boys are fucking dumb audios. While I sit and have this talk with you, if possible, I want you to breathe deeply, okay? In through your nose and out through your mouth. At a slow but comfortable pace, like this. And I want you to keep doing that basically throughout this entire file. It's important. So, with that being said, let's begin. So concerning the audios, I melded together several themes of genital humiliation and sexual shaming that I knew going in would appeal to submissive men with misandry fetishes. But I'd be lying if I said there wasn't an undercurrent of real anger in those audios. Real bitterness and cynicism. And while I don't shy away from those emotions in my work, I think it would be helpful if I explained the intended destinations of that anger before reassuring you about your inherent worth as a man. So let's talk. I'm no stranger to berating men in an erotically charged manner. It's part of my job as a dom and as a phone sex operator. But my verbal degradation skills are laser targeted, despite the generalizing language I use when discussing the aforementioned dumb boys. I degrade exactly two groups of men. The men who actively want me to explore their degradation fetish in a risk-aware but relatively safe space. And the primarily vanilla men who harass me on the tube sites where I publish my content. I'm not entirely sure why they do that, but I have a suspicion that it's because I'm a mouthy, non-nude black dom who doesn't submit to entitled male porn consumers. In other words, while I'm using my mouth to erotically excite men, I don't present my mouth, my pussy, my ass, my hands, or my feet for concurrent fucking. So tell me, which category are you honestly, objectively in? Do you harass me? Do you disrespect me or my work? Do you intentionally downvote my content to reduce my engagement on tube sites? Or are you a quiet, respectful man who supports the work I do because you're trying to explore parts of yourself that society tells you are unmanly and therefore wrong? Think, and think clearly. You're category two, Pet. You always have been. And category two men are the absolute lifeblood of the content I produce. And I'm not just paying lip service or exaggerating either. You are quite literally the reason why my line of work exists at all. And I believe that you are much more smart, caring, and capable than you may initially think. You are not a dumb boy to me. You are a sweet, smart, brave, and exceedingly generous man. You're smart for knowing what you like and where to find it. You're brave for pursuing what you want in an increasingly judgmental sexual and political climate. You're generous for uplifting the content you like instead of going after the content you don't, like an actual dumb boy does, and does often. I know that this audio may not entirely repair whatever psychic distress that my boys are fucking dumb series have triggered, but I do hope that it helps at least a little bit. And I do hope that you're somewhere safe, and you feel safe, and healthy, and good. It's what you deserve. Nothing more, and nothing less.